we'd like to welcome you back in.
Hi there.
It's going to be a cold weekend for Chicago.
You think?
And our special guest for tonight is Nick DiGilio.
Hi! Hey, hi. Thanks for having me on the show, guys.
You had no place else to go, is that right?
Well, I'm going to be here until like 1:30 this afternoon. Because we've got the radio play at 10.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right.
And I'm in it. Uh-huh. And I play Scrooge's nephew, Fred.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And and it's weird, too, because it's not typecasting. He's the nicest guy in the play. I have no idea why they cast me in that role.
Stretch.
Yeah, you exactly. Know, they wanted me to stretch. They're like, well, let's give him a challenge. Give him a nice guy. So that's at 10. So right. I'm just going to hang out and do Cochran's show. Uh-huh. I'm going to hang out on Cochran's show for 4 hours, do that. And then after the radio play, we're having our little office Christmas party.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have some food, and then I'm going across the street to see Rogue One. So
I'm so curious about Rogue One.
I am too. I was just saying this. By the way, Steve and Johnny are here, everybody.
Tracy Butler just drove off the road.
She did, yes. Yes.
Hey,
be careful out there, everybody. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. It's always a blast to have Steve and Johnny. As I've often said, I'm just sitting in for you guys until you come back.
Johnny checked, and I think she told you as we just came in, it was actually 1 year ago when we were on your show.
The same?
Yeah.
Date.
It came up on my Facebook feed.
Isn't that crazy?
Here's a picture from you last year.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that's great to have you. We'll do this every December 16th.
Good.
Okay.
well, welcome back, guys. It's so great to have you here. I was mentioning Rogue One, and I don't know if you heard when I was talking with Jeff. The reason I'm so excited about it is because they bring Peter Cushing back to life.
Yes.
I mean, I can't even imagine what's...
I know, it's a little creepy.
I'm going to lose myself when I'm watching it. I'm not kidding. I mean, you guys know how much I love Peter Cushing.
Yeah.
And so they have, like, a guy, like an Andy Serkis, you know, how he played Gollum and Andy Serkis played King Kong and he played Caesar in the Planet of the Apes movies. They have a guy, and they CGI'd Peter Cushing over him.
Wow.
And they have him act, and he's got... And from what I heard, he actually has more... there's more footage of him than Darth Vader in the movie. So,
wow.
Yeah, because Grand Moff Tarkin was really, he was the boss. You know, he was Vader's boss on the Death Star in the original Star Wars.
But maybe they just saw him and said, you know what? This is working.
Let's use it. The director was like, that part is so connected to Peter Cushing that I didn't want to recast it. It just didn't seem right. So we've got an actor playing him. And I know that's a little creepy, but I'm going to lose it when I see Peter. I'm going to see Peter Cushing on the screen. And I'm just going to go, oh, my God. God, it's Peter Cushing, my hero.
Would there be a book in the Times that kind of thing has been done in movies?
I'm not really sure.
I know the one time that I cried every time I saw the commercial was for the vacuum cleaner
with
Fred Astaire.
Fred Astaire dancing with the vacuum
cleaner. It's so weird to cry at a vacuum
cleaner. It was weird.
It's
weird, and I know that there's an argument on both sides. Like, why are you doing this? The family gave permission, you know, and so they're okay with it, and the fans are fine with it because he's always going to be Grand Moff Tarkin.
And seriously,
that's the one thing I'm the most excited. I mean, I think it's going to be a good movie. I'm looking forward to it. But that is clearly the one thing that I'm most excited about.
I think I was really shocked that Michael Phillips gave it such a good review.
Yeah.
Because he usually hates that kind of...
Over the past month or so, I've been reading some not so wonderful reviews.
It's interesting because, you know, I was looking at my Facebook feed, as everybody is wont to do. And, you know, once people started going to the theater last night to see it, because they started showing it like 7 o'clock last night, reactions started to show up. And they're varied. They're kind of all over the map. Mm-hmm. Some people are really loving it. Some people are saying it's the best Star Wars movie ever. Some people are saying, you know, it starts out slow, but it ends up pretty good.
Right. Yeah.
And some people are saying it's terrible. So it's just kind of all over the place. Yeah. But anyway, I'm going to be seeing it. I will be sitting watching it in 12 hours.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Cool.
Well, welcome, guys.
Thank you.
So what do you guys, you guys have some stuff coming up?
We do.
That we want to talk about. And, of course, the book is still, everybody can still get the book. Remind everybody about A Little More Less.
The book is called A Little More Less, and it's basically, it's a tribute to our 18-year friendship with the amazing Les Paul. And we have some of the 60 hours worth of interviews that we did with Les and some behind-the-scenes photos and stories and... it's kind of, as Johnny says, it's kind of our Valentine to Les. If you want a tell-all book, this ain't it.
Yeah. It's a great book, and I really love it. One of the things that I love most about it is when you're reading it, I can hear your show.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? And that makes me happy. Like, if you're a fan of the Steve and Johnny show, and you read this book, it's like you're back listening to it.
Oh, that's and, great.
And it's and the stories are just great.
And it's very Jen centric. I mean,
yes, it is.
Boy, is it?
Because it all happened right
it
here.
It all happened here, yeah. And how's the book selling for you guys?
It's
good?
It's great.
Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah. In fact, we just did an appearance, was it last week? 2 weeks ago, and sold out of all the books. And that's happening more and more when we do appearances, which is one of the things we want to mention tonight. One of the luxuries of our life, the way it is now, we get to do what we want to do when we want to do it.
Yeah.
And what we're doing this weekend is not a big mega appearance. It's not a concert or a library or something like that. But you know the name Bob Koster.
Mm-hmm.
This is the man behind the legendary Delmark Records.
Yeah.
And the man who also for years was responsible for the jazz
showcase.
The jazz record store.
Right around the corner here.
Yeah. Oh, the Jazz Mart, right. Yeah, which just closed down.
Yeah. On Grand Avenue.
Yeah.
Because they closed down because they raised the rent. They quadrupled the rent. Yeah. And Bob has opened up a brand new place. So we're going to be doing an appearance this Saturday from
Nick,
1 until 3.
Place.
Oh, you would go
it's
nuts
six blocks
place.
Away from my apartment.
It's cozy.
Can
it's,
I just tell you that?
Yeah.
It's six
okay.
blocks away from
we'll
my apartment.
We'll stop by afterwards.
Yeah, just come by. Just come by
we're
going to
be there. This is our first in the city appearance.
Yeah, we so just realized. First time we've done an actual in the city limits of Chicago.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
In the year and three
right.
months since the book's been out, you've only done this will be the first.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, Rockford wanted us, and Elgin, and Kenosha, and so we've been all over the place, and we're going to be right there on the Irving Park bus line, so you can take a bus 1 to 3 on Saturday afternoon, and that there is Bob's new jazz and
it's Bob's Blues and Jazz Mart. It's at 3419 West Irving Park Road,
which is on the south side of Irving Park. Street parking, and as I say, it's the coziest little place. We walked in, and you think it's small, but then there's room in the back. We're going to be back there. We're going to have hot cider and holiday cookies, playing cool music in the store. You can do some Christmas shopping while you're there.
And we know it's going to be crazy snowy Saturday, but we're just going to come out and have a good time.
Yeah.
So,
Irving Park has four lanes, for God's sake.
That's right.
Well actually, I have a question for Esmeralda.
Esmeralda?
Yes.
Because we don't know. Since it is supposed to be Armageddon snow on Saturday, what are the snow restrictions on Irving Park at that point? Because we didn't see any signs.
It might be a nighttime thing where you can't park at night.
No, I think it's the overnight thing is in effect on there.
Right, but that's like 3 in the morning.
That's at 3 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. If you're going to hang out that long.
Yeah, you're just going to hang out until 3 in the morning?
Well, I don't think so.
With Bob, I don't know.
I don't know. We can find out what the restrictions are on parking. But there's plenty of parking in that neighborhood.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Plenty of parking.
You do have to feed the big boxes unless you go over on Kimball. You can park on the street. I wouldn't recommend that you park in the White Hen, but you know, come out and jump on a bus and come by and see us from 1 to 3. Have a cup of cider. And
Johnny's making some homemade goodies.
Yeah. So, and it's Bob's Blues and Jazz Mart. Now, when did he open it?
Just within the past couple months.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because after he had to
close down the one on Grand.
Down the other one.
He sold all of his stock.
Yeah,
I read the piece they wrote about him in the paper.
Oh yeah,
you know
Howard Reich was just he was wonderful.
I mean that place was legendary, man.
Absolutely.
I mean it was and so was the bookstore the bookstore in that building.
You know what was fun when we were in there with him this afternoon, and he starts talking about Les and he said, "What did Les do any blues stuff?" And so he starts looking up and say, "Oh yeah, Les did blues with Georgia White in Chicago." His mind is incredible.
Yeah,
I mean. Bob Koster is a Chicago treasure.
Yeah, he is.
That's the reason we're doing this
no
weekend.
Question about it. And it's at Bob's Blues and Jazz Mart, 3419 West Irving Park, which is like Irving and Kimball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally six blocks away from where I live. So everybody
so we'll expect to see you.
Everybody can come on out, and there's going to be hot cider, and there's going to be treats and all kinds of cool stuff from 1 to 3 p.m. You signing books and stuff,
we
too?
We are going to be signing and selling the book right
signing
there.
Selling the book right there. And it's at Bob's Blues and Jazz Mart, 3419 West Irving Park. And you should just go to also to support Bob as well. You know, come out and see Steve and Johnny get a book signed and all that cool stuff. But this guy's a legend. And, you know, we miss the Jazz Mart being walking distance away from here. But now I've got this place now 6 blocks away from my apartment.
And
so.
It may be small, but we were there yesterday, and three or four things came up. Names. You did this to him. You named a couple of records, and he walked right over.
He said, oh, yeah, that's over
here. And he pulls it out of the racks. And then a guy walked in and says, any chance you have? I'm looking for this for a Christmas present. And he goes, give me a second.
Yeah.
Pulls out a bin. There it was.
This show that I do here, this little show, is very vinyl friendly.
Yes.
We have a guy come in named Jim Hankey, mm-hmm. who's got a podcast called Vinyl Emergency, mm-hmm. and he is dedicated to the collection and the preservation of vinyl, and it is... you know, the popularity of vinyl now is huge.
Oh, it's going through the roof again.
The kids are buying it now.
Yeah.
Steve,
yep.
when how long have we been talking about vinyl?
I know.
And now the kids are buying it. The little millennials are out there buying vinyl. And new artists are making a point to have vinyl of their albums.
Yeah.
It's great. It's really, really great. It's so much fun to see this stuff. Jim brings in some amazing stuff.
I saw a thing within the past month. I think for the first time within the past couple months, the sales of vinyl actually were better than the sales of CDs.
I think that's right. He tracks this stuff, and every time I have Jim on, the numbers are bigger.
Yeah.
Every time I have him on, I'm like, okay, how are the sales going? And then he throws out these numbers, and I'm like, my God. He actually got me a really cool gift. On vinyl, because I have a turntable. I don't have a huge collection of vinyl, but I have some of my old albums and stuff like that. But he came in with a newly printed version of the first album that I ever bought with my own money, which was Black Sabbath Paranoid.
That
was the first album I ever bought. And
so this is pristine vinyl.
Well, it's and purple vinyl.
Oh,
it came with new artwork, and and it was just. And it sounds amazing.
Yeah.
And because nothing sounds like vinyl. I don't care. Even if there's cracks on it, and I don't care.
You like the cue burn. You know, having worked in radio where we had to cue up records, now we have a few of those in our own collection. You go, oh, yeah, I remember cueing.
You remember that? Yeah, doing that. Okay. All right, hang on, guys.
Alrighty.
We got more to talk about. The great Steve and Johnny are here. If you want to call in and say hi, 312-981-7200. You guys are going to hang till 4.
Yeah,
and then we're gonna do we'll do all of our regular features after 4 o'clock. But we want to visit more with Steve and Johnny. 312-981-7200. If you would like to join us with questions or comments, and just to say hi to Steve and Johnny, we got more stuff to talk about as well. All right, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and Steve Cochran at 6. And that's Les Paul, and Steve and Johnny are here live in studio. Hi, guys.
Hi.
It's such a delight to have you guys, and I love you guys so much.
Well, it's always fun to hang with you.
I had a crazy moment a few minutes ago when you said what your schedule was like for today, and you said you were going to stick around through the Cochran Show, and then there was the play.
Christmas Carol,
And I caught myself. I almost said, well, you can use our couch.
Yeah.
I literally stopped myself. Yeah. For 27 years, our couch. Oh, if that couch could have talked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, the people who slept on that
couch. I slept on it. And then they actually, at one point, John Williams had a hide-a-bed. He had a couch with a pull-out bed.
Now, that's wrong.
And I would sleep there.
That's kind of creepy. Dude, I'm sorry.
Oh, I agree.
A rollaway bed is a different story.
Right, right. But, yeah, so I've slept in this station many, many times.
I wonder whatever happened to
sometimes on the air.
Yeah. Yes.
As we all have.
Exactly, yes.
Did they put our couch on the dock after we left? Or what happened to it?
I don't know.
I remember the meeting when Johnny negotiated. Instead of a desk, she negotiated the couch.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Former program director.
Good for you.
When we were in the meeting, said, oh, we want you to pick out your furniture. And I said, furniture? I don't see any couches. And they left. And I said, no, we really, I don't need a desk. I carry everything with me. I don't need to have a desk just to clutter up.
Yeah.
And they said, I have to have a couch. Well, then, so they got us a little narrow couch. And I looked at him and I said, how are two people supposed to sleep on that?
Yeah.
And
I think they said, well, you're married.
Well, yeah.
So what we would do is we'd remove the cushions from the back of the couch.
Mm-hmm.
And then that made it just
a little bit bigger.
So that
you guys
we could both, and if you look too much information, if you would just lie on your side. So one time we had to go to the emergency room because of a little nap. nap that we took on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
His face is like, whoa.
Okay, we just made out of context.
Yeah, I think you did. I think you did.
Because if you tried to lie flat of your back, it was impossible when two people are on this couch. So I made the mistake of taking my left arm and putting it over my head.
There you go.
For about 2 or 3 hours. Mm. And then when we got out of bed, out of
she
the couch.
She was in pain.
Yeah.
I couldn't lower my arm.
Yeah. That's not good.
So I had to go to the emergency room. They did that classic whip thing where they take your arm and they go, this is going to hurt.
Yeah.
Whip.
Yeah.
And
yep,
they whip
it.
And you go, oh, why did you just shoot me?
Yeah. You know? Did they give you any pills?
Yes.
There you go.
And then they asked me, how did that happen? I said, I was sleeping on the couch with my husband. At work. That's it.
You know, it's amazing how as you get older.
Your body reacts.
Oh, my God. Okay. You know, when I was like in my 20s and 30s, I'd make fun of people who were like, oh, yeah. I get out of bed sometimes. I'll stand up and go, oh!
No.
And he goes, what'd you do to your back? I stood up.
Yeah. No, the other day I said I took off my boot and I hurt myself taking my boots off.
It's ridiculous. My feet were killing me. I tried to put my boots on, Doc Martens. And I have to break them in because they're kind of new. And I couldn't walk. My feet hurt. So in the winter, I'm wearing these. I'm wearing Converse All-Stars in the winter because they're comfortable because my damn feet hurt.
Wait, it gets bad when you start doing house slippers.
Oh, don't even get me started.
I was out in the snow in house slippers the other day. And Steve says, oh, dear Lord, woman, you've got your slippers.
No.
I said, but my feet are warm.
That's my mom does the same thing. She'll wear like Birkenstocks in the middle of the winter because it's like I can't put my feet into anything. Like, I'm only 51, for God's sake. I get out of bed, and I'm like, what happened now?
Guess what? It doesn't get
easier. It doesn't get better, I know. It was. I remember the first time, like, my old producer, Andy Herman.
Yes.
Who I worked with for 11 years.
Right.
You know, we would do the show. We would do, like, a Saturday show from downstairs in the Showcase studio. And he kept bringing me copy to read. And I kept saying, can you make the font bigger? And he's like, yeah, all right. And this would go on for months. I would just say, could you please make the font bigger? He's like, yeah. One time I came out, and I don't even know what the font size was. It was like 20. And I said, yeah, can you make this any bigger? And he just looked at me, and he pointed to the Walgreens across the street.
Yes.
And he says, go now. And I went across, and I got readers.
And that's a huge moment.
It's a huge, I refuse to.
Well, I used to have
Tom Appel had one of those moments.
And, you know, when we did the show downstairs, I had a selection of readers in front of me for guests who refused to do the reader thing. And Tom Appel, your regular guest talking about cars, sitting to my left, he's squinting, looking at a book to get information for a caller. And I hand them over to him, and he pushes them away. And this is on the air. And he keeps pushing him. We go to a break. I said, just try them. He put them on. He says, oh, my gosh.
It's a completely different world.
Yes.
But the thing is, I just kept saying, the problem is my arms are too short. That's the problem. My eyes are fine. I just need longer arms, because when I pull it back like that, I can see it.
But that's bad.
So anyway, all right, you guys hang on, okay?
Thank you.
Steve and Johnny are here. We've got we have to talk about New Year's Eve.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you guys are going to be on the air,
yep, right.
As it should be.
Yes.
You'll be doing New Year's Eve here. And again, you've got an appearance. We'll talk again about that on Saturday. So Steve and Johnny are here. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. If you would like to join us and say hi, we got some texts coming in, and we'll read those as well. But if you want to call in, say hi to Steve and Johnny or send a text, 312-981-7200. More with Steve and Johnny after the news, which is next.
But the memories we share are there to borrow. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. After 4 o'clock, all of our regular features will begin. We've got Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, You Big Dummy, and Fly Jams Friday. Fly Jams Friday will be the Christmas holiday edition.
Yeah.
It will be holiday-themed Fly Jams.
Now, are you going to play the classic Pimp My Sleigh?
Oh, you know what? We played that. When did we play that, Dan? A couple weeks ago, right?
A couple weeks ago,
yeah. We played Pimp My Sleigh.
They don't write them like that
anymore. No, they don't. That's a great one. And I'm sure that Santa Claus Goes Straight to the Ghetto by James Brown will be a part of that. And a lot of the funky, you know, classic songs that you hear all the time, the standards.
Yeah.
That was Les and Mary, Vaya con Dios.
That was sad.
Yeah.
He just came right in there, and I thought, wow, if your clock radio went off, you're going, who died?
Well, yeah. Les Paul, A Little More Less is the book. LittleMoreLess.com is the website. And if people want to, if they want to order it, they can call 312-912-8639.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's right.
Or come out and get a signed copy on Saturday from 1 to 3.
Yes.
And we're going to be in Chicago, on the north side of Chicago, right on Irving Park, 3419 Irving Park at Bob's Blues and Jazz Mart. As you're cruising down the street on the south side of the street, it's a little storefront. Used to be, I guess, at one point, a flooring place. So when you walk in, the floors are...
Oh, is that the... That's the space he's in?
In fact, that's why Bob picked the building, because he said, I love these floors.
Because it's a kaleidoscope of every floor.
No, I know exactly what I know exactly where that is. Oh, wow, that's a cool space.
It's a great store.
And so you've got the brick wall, the natural brick wall.
Yeah.
And then you've got... when it was the flooring place, they had some offices, so he's turned that into rooms with bins of vinyl.
Yeah.
And it's just vinyl from floor to ceiling.
That's awesome. Yeah. Bob's Blues and Jazz Mart, 3419 West Irving Park, Saturday afternoon from 1 to 3.
And then we're all going to walk over to Nick's house.
Yeah, six blocks away.
We're going to go caroling in front of him, because he loves caroling.
Caroling in front of my my house. That'd be great. So that's coming up. We got a couple of texts here. And if you guys want to call in and say hi, Steve and John, you're going to be here till 4. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. And speaking of text, we got some texts.
Okay.
815 area code says, thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
They didn't say thank you, Dan. I did. 815 area code says, I just got the chills hearing Steve and Johnny's theme song. I love them so much. Trucker Rich.
Oh, hey, Rich.
Thanks, Rich.
Says, Nick, Dan, Esmeralda, Vic, Steve, and Johnny. Wanted to wish you a very Merry Christmas and hoping that the new year brings you all the peace and happiness.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Trucker Rich.
And speaking of Rich, Richard Schwartz in South Florida is listening.
Oh.
He sent a text and gives us a shout out. He's a Chicago boy who goes to work at a radio station and listens in the wee hours of the morning. And
awesome.
So thank you, Richard.
Thank you. 773 area code says, I follow Steve and Johnny on Facebook, and they've done a ton of cool appearances and met a bunch of interesting people. Who is one of their favorites?
Oh,
yeah, you've been doing a lot of of appearances and meeting some people. Do you have some, are there highlights? I know it's all fun and all good, but do you have some highlights over the past year?
Yes. We met Oren Kiplinger.
I know
Oren, he's a regular listener to your show, too. If there's anything that's happening in the sky, Oren would always call and say, I'm out in the woods looking at the constellation, and he could tell us what was happening. You know, in the middle of the night, you have weird celestial things happening. Oren came out to Elgin to meet us, and God bless him, he bought a half a box of books.
Yep.
But
he brought us some of the coolest things. He brought us a book on beginning astronomy, and I was just tickled to put a face with the guy that I'd been communicating with for all these years and have never had the opportunity to meet him.
Yeah, that's always a lot of fun, meeting meeting all those people that listen to the show. It's always a blast.
Oh, and then we were in, a guy was in line, and he says, could you sign this to Leaf from Anderson's Candy? And I said, sure, fine. And I signed the book, and I said, when you see Leaf, and he goes, I am Leaf. Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, I just read a spot for Anderson's Candies just a little while ago.
What a neat guy. What great candy.
Oh,
and
my God.
They were one of our first live sponsors overnight.
Yeah, and they're still with us, which is great. Anthony in Louisville says, no offense, Nick, but it's great to hear Steve and Johnny back in their old time slot. Thanks, Anthony.
That would be Anthony.
Anthony.
The reason I listen to WGN while I deliver papers is because I was flipping around the dial one night. There they were, and I've been listening ever since.
A paper packer.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Got a lot of people who are out there on packing up the papers and delivering.
Now, do you have allergies?
I do not.
You do not?
Okay. No.
Because one of the services they did for us is when Macy's would have the scent strips in the paper,
they would call in and warn us
Dan,
and say,
put on your hazmat suit. Take the paper out before Steve gets it, because as soon as he would open, he'd start coughing on the air.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like looking through a Cosmopolitan magazine.
Yep.
All the ads and stuff in there.
142 strips.
Actually, it was not just Cosmopolitan. I mean, it was all
Well, we had to
magazines.
Stop getting Rolling Stone, because we called them and said, can we get.
And of all magazines, because a lot of magazines will have a scent-free edition that you can subscribe to. Rolling Stone doesn't.
Yeah.
So I wonder why.
Yeah.
Entertainment Weekly, People Magazine, you can, all of those magazines, you can specifically say, send me non-scented.
I don't know, that just sounds funny to me. I'd like a non-scented magazine, please.
I don't want a stanky magazine.
815 area code says, woke up to the Steve and Johnny music. I thought I was dreaming. Merry Christmas, you guys.
Oh, it's a nightmare, a dream.
262, good Friday morning. Love and miss you too, Steve and Johnny. You're the best. Love you, Nick, as well. Be well, all.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Duke says, I just want to put in a request to Steve and Johnny to do a book signing in Milwaukee. Did you guys do one in Milwaukee?
We've got to do that.
Yeah, we have to. We've been to Kenosha, and we fell
in love with Kenosha.
Kenosha's great.
It is.
Kenosha's phenomenal.
It's a hopping little town.
This new Kenosha, it was the Kenosha Museum.
Yes.
And what a great
place. I haven't been to Kenosha in years, but every time I've gone, I've had a great time.
Seriously, we've got to do a road trip. They have a dinosaur museum there. They have
what?
The biggest dinosaur in North America was found there.
Is in Kenosha?
Yes. They have a museum.
In fact, the museum that we were at, it was so cool because we had a great crowd of people, and literally right across the hall from where we were is this gift area, and I almost brought him in tonight.
You did. Yes.
I got one of the coolest puppets. It's a big lizard puppet.
Is that a lizard?
Wait.
Just happy to see me.
You have a lizard puppet?
Yes.
What?
Yes. And you know what? It's
Wizard the Lizard.
Wizard the Lizard.
Yes.
Actually, it's Wizzy.
And
lizard.
He's a Wizzy?
Yes.
Does he have a problem?
No.
Do you have to follow Wizzy around with a mop? What?
Because Les Paul was the Wizard of Waukesha, and we were doing a Les Paul book signing. When Steve put the lizard on his arm and brought it to life, we sold every lizard they had in the store. Everybody said, oh, my God, I've got to have
now,
one
Now, did
of
you
those.
Do, were you doing ventriloquism? What, you got an act now,
yeah,
Steve?
Oh, it just started talking to people. I've been doing that for years.
Yeah. You've never seen our puppet, Dad?
I don't think I have.
Oh, my God.
I've known you guys for 30-something years.
I'm the straight man. Seriously.
All right. How was this?
I have 41 guitars and only 40 puppets.
Yes.
How do I not know this?
So you would love the puppet that looks just like Freddy Krueger, but it's a woman.
Yeah.
And she's Steve's...
Steve, you're weirder than I thought you were.
Thank you. Coming from you, that's
what
a compliment.
What the hell, man?
When we do kids' shows, kids... So imagine Freddy Krueger's face, and she's about 2 feet tall. So Steve holds her like this. She's a full-body puppet. She's wearing high heels and a little black dress. And she's smooching on Steve and making fun stuff on Steve. And then, of course, I'm the stupid blonde. And kids love that.
Can I ask you guys? Did you watch? Do you have Stars?
Yes.
Did you watch Ash versus Evil Dead, the series?
No.
Okay. Well, I think you should. You have Stars because the seventh episode of the season, the debut of Ashy Slashy the Puppet.
Oh, I gotta watch this.
It's a puppet of Bruce Campbell.
Okay.
And Bruce Campbell is split personality. He operates the puppet.
Oh, I'm there.
It's got a chain. It's got a chainsaw hand, and it will be available for purchase. They're going to start.
Santa, are you listening?
Did you know that the only time we got to meet and visit with Craig Ferguson, we had Wavy with us?
Oh no!
Oh yeah! Yes. Steve whipped out Wavy.
Hold on, mark that one down, everybody. Steve whipped out Wavy. It's going to be in 2 weeks, though, because I'm off for the next couple of Fridays.
Because Ferguson looked terrified.
Johnny knew that I loved Wavy, so she got me a Christmas present.
Well, that's
Wavy.
Great.
So when he was here, we took Wavy, and
that's outstanding.
The picture is Wavy over my shoulder and Craig Ferguson. And we, Steve was clipped out of the picture because it was.
Yeah. I was late to the party on Craig Ferguson.
I know.
But I became a permanent part of the show.
Remember, you used to say, I don't get it.
I don't get it.
I don't know why you became.
And then I started watching, I'm like, oh!
I know.
This is the best show ever.
You became a part of
the show. And then I'm
a
part of the show now.
We were watching the first night, and I said, whoa, rewind that. I think I just heard.
I became Nicky D, the drummer of the fake band.
Yep. Too cool. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It was absolutely the best late night talk show ever.
Ever.
It did not translate to his game show.
No. But there was something that can't be recreated by the Late Late Show. You can't do it. Mm-hmm. From Secretariat the Horse to Josh Robert Thompson as Jeff.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Brilliant. Nothing was scripted.
And
what
was the award he won for the show that he did that was all puppets?
Yeah, I can't remember, but he did the whole show with puppets.
Right.
It was wonderful.
It was so great. So great.
See, puppets rule.
I miss him. I miss him on late night. I watch his stuff on YouTube. I just go back and watch it on YouTube over and over again. And they've got some Nicky D clips, and they've got a couple of my tweets and emails that made the air are on YouTube, so they're still around. Because all of mine got erased. I had them all on my DVR. My DVR went out. I had to get a new cable box. lost all of my Craig appearances. I had all of my Craig Ferguson appearances on my DVR.
Grounds for something.
That's right. Hey, we have to break here for weather and traffic. You guys remember that?
Yes.
Okay. Welcome back, everybody. That is Steve King playing the guitar. Steve?
Yep.
Tell us about this piece that that you did here.
Well, this is one of a number of things that I've talked for years about doing an album. I'm finally doing an album.
Oh, good. It's about time.
And this was recorded at a great little studio in Florida. It's called Studio 812. And it's in Lynn Haven, Florida. And the guy who was accompanying me is a terrific musician. His name is Dave Lloyd. And he was playing a thing called a Chapman stick, which is basically a 10-stringed guitar.
Or a stick with 10 strings on it.
And what that was the very beginning of something that I'm calling the A Little More Less medley, where I start out with How High the Moon, and then it goes into It's Been a Long, Long Time, and then Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And sometime we have to get you down to this studio, because there is something about this studio that would freak you out.
Oh, okay.
Song was recorded through the board.
That was Johnny Carson's control room board in New York for the Tonight
what?
Show.
And it still has the masking tape stickers on different pots that his engineers put
on. My God.
Yes.
Absolutely
so
true.
The owner of the studio got wind that this was for sale. He also collects microphones, just an unbelievable collection of microphones.
He is one of the coolest people on the planet. His name is Tom Hoots.
And he has one of the mics from The Tonight Show.
Man.
But it's just like he said, I love you people because you're getting all excited about a control board. And going, yes,
oh, that's amazing. That's amazing.
And Tom is this wonderfully eccentric guy, a creative guy. He also helps out at the college. But he's taken his students, and he took a 1978 Chevy truck, made it into a solar-powered vehicle.
And they use it for the on the campus.
Wow.
It's all solar.
It's amazing.
I know.
I mean, he's so cool.
That's cool.
But
that's great.
The studio's crazy, too, because it's in this little brick building, nondescript building that back during World War II is actually the building where all of the submarine research for the U.S. government was done. And all the guys that worked there had aliases. They lived in town and had different names and different personas.
What?
But then they would go
because
to work in this little building.
This was a secret facility.
Right.
Yeah.
And when Tom bought
like
the studio, he got a call from the FBI.
Oh, no.
And, he called the
FBI.
Oh, he called the FBI, okay.
He was going through some of the rooms, and he discovered this secret vault.
Yeah.
And
they came out. And
he said, I think you guys might want to take a look. And he said, can I be here? And they said, you might want to not be there when we come out.
Yeah.
They came out. They took whatever it was that was in there.
It's probably
and they
gold.
Called him back, and they said, it's good you weren't there.
Okay.
Uranium? You know, who knows?
That's insane. Wow. Now, is when are you planning to finish the record?
Hopefully sometime within the next year.
It'll be on vinyl, too.
Awesome. And everybody can follow. By the way, everybody can follow you guys on Facebook. Facebook.com/ Steve and Johnny Show.
Mm-hmm.
And now, tell everybody about New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve, it was 22 years ago that we rang in the new year on WGN for the first time with our cheap date Life After Dark New Year's Eve extravaganza. So,
and I like to say there's no cover charge and no dress code, so you can join us naked.
Yep.
I'm cool with that. We're in the Showcase Studio, so if you're downtown. Last year was different than any other year because it was the first year that the star, the Mario Lopez star, came up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
and over the river.
Right.
And we had the greatest seat in the house.
Chi-town Rising.
We had the best seats in the house.
They closed Michigan Avenue so that the crowd can stand in the street. And it looked like we were in an episode of The Walking Dead because we were there and like all these faces are looking right at us.
I saw pictures and stuff that you guys posted of that.
Cool.
It's pretty crazy.
So we're going to have live music in studio. And it starts.
Ronnie Rice is going to be joining us.
Yes, he's going to be our house
Empty Pockets.
Empty Pockets.
Empty Pockets, by the way, who've been on this show.
Yes, that's how we met them.
Yeah, they're terrific. They're terrific.
Yeah. So we've got a swinging door, a bunch of people who have gigs over at Gibson's and at the Saddle Club. They're all coming by after their gigs, and we're just going to have a good time.
10 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Yes.
Saturday night into Sunday morning, New Year's Eve.
When you promote it for us, just say, two old friends ringing in the new year. and the new.
Old friends, new year.
Old friends, new year. It's going to be great. You're going to have live music and all kinds of cool stuff. And you guys are going to go to different time zones, right?
Of course. It's always midnight somewhere.
Yeah.
So we'll find it.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's going to be fun. So that's New Year's Eve, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. live in the Showcase Studio downstairs. And then one more time about tomorrow,
Saturday.
At the Bob's Blues and Jazz Mart.
Right, that's Bob Koster's new place, the guy that owned the Jazz Mart here in downtown Chicago. He's
that's
now
3419 West Irving Park Road.
South side of Irving Park, easy to get to, street parking, and we're going to be there from 1 until 3 with hot cider and cookies and signing our book.
And it's going to be snowy and blowy, but we're just going to hang out and have a good time.
Yeah.
So put on your rubbers and come on down.
Another one for context.
She's been here three times. She's got three.
Okay.
Count them. Three entries for Straight Out of Context. When we come back from vacation, Dan, it's going to be a busy night. You will be featured prominently, Johnny. And
what else is new?
It's funny because like when you guys were on for Thanksgiving, there were two entries.
Yep. You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. What? There were two entries of you. Right, Dan? There were two entries of Johnny.
And that was my proper day face.
Right, right. Now you're putting on rubbers and running around. So
Steve's got a lizard on his hand.
I don't know what's going on anymore with you guys. This puppet thing, I've known you guys for 30 years.
Next time we're in with you, I will bring one of the
Do a puppet show.
Okay.
Good God, man. How did I not know that?
No, let's just bring Nick over to the house.
Oh, well, now so with all the puppets might freak me out, man. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, they just stay under our year-round Christmas tree.
You guys are weirdos, man.
That's what the neighborhood has been saying for years.
I want to remind you, Ash versus Evil Dead on Stars.
Oh, we'll there.
All right. First of all, it's great because Bruce Campbell's great and it's awesome. Dana DiLorenzo, who spent a lot of time here in the city, has become a friend of the show.
I know.
She's awesome on the show. Mm-hmm. And the damn Ash puppet, I'm telling you, you will lose your mind when you see this.
Speaking of TV show recommendations, Good Behavior.
Oh.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet.
Oh.
No.
So good.
Best thing on TV right now.
Yeah. We don't have time to talk about it, but what did you think of Arrival? Did you guys hate it?
We came out of it and we said, okay, I got it, but it just
it did not change my life.
No. My parents were completely baffled by it.
I wasn't baffled. I was bored.
They were just like, what? No, they were bored and baffled.
It was a damn octopus the alien.
When it ended, I was crying. I was like, it hit me really emotionally. I was crying, and I was like, and my parents are looking at me like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
But before we get out of here, I told you this off the air, but you got to see La La Land.
Oh, absolutely.
We're going now.
You have to see La La Land. It is magnificent. Guys, I can't even tell you how much fun it is to have you.
Thank you. This
it's so great to see you, and the listeners love it when you come in.
Thank you.
So let's do it again, and everybody can listen on New Year's Eve.
Yep.
Okay. Steve and Johnny.
Your rubbers.
That's all right, we're done.